to meet his friend. She was a special chusra, Rosh Yehuda ben Peshadina. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev Yom Yehuda Alon and Boel Aisha Sachicha, Yehuda says to Onan, go to your brother's wife, have beer with her. Yabemosan do yibum vakim zera lachichan. Establish seed for your brother. What does that mean? Hakem zera lachicha. Rashi says, because the child is going to be called after the dead person. So I want you to do yibum in order that you can call the child after your late brother. The Ramban says it's not true. You see that by Boaz and Rus. He did yibum and they didn't call the child Machlon after Rus's husband. What does it mean? There's an open Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos says that it's about Nachala. They learn from a pasuk, Al Shem Achem Yikorah B'Nachalasam. And here it says Yakum Al Shem Achiv, just like there the Shem is Nachala. It's inheritance, so to here it's inheritance. Which means that the one who performs Yibum succeeds his deceased brother in the sense that he inherits his property. So it's a big kasha on Rashi. Rashi says he's called after the dead brother. Now does the Gemara in Yevamos say that it means something else? The Gemara in Yevamos specifically rejects this notion that it means calling the child after the name of the dead, because it says Atomber l'nachlo ein ol l'shem Yosef Kornosa Yosef. If the deceased was named Yosef, they call his son Yosef. Yochanan Yochanan. No, Gemara says it's not true. What does it mean? It means nachla. So what's Rashi talking about? How can Rashi say negative Agamar? It's even more shver. The Ramban in Yevamos Sariches Amar Aleph writes that Arayas Deishus, that an erva through marriage is not Asr L'Bnei Noach. And not that it says in Sanhedrin in Ches Amar Aleph that according to Rabbi Kiva, Eishes Aviv is Asr. Why is your father's wife Asr if you're a goy? Aye, that's erva of Ishus. It's Xeris HaKosuv, but you don't learn other Arayas from there, so says the Ramban. And he brings Araya from Yaakov, he married two sisters. How did Yaakov Vino marry two sisters? The answer is, there's no erva of Ishus. Al-Chumashi says in Eretz Yisrael, they're only knowing this in Eretz Yisrael, but there in the Al-Gemara, he brings a different Eretz. That there's no erva of Ishus. Moreover, Yehuda said about Tamar Kalaso Tzadka Mimeni. Now, if she was Asura Mishum Kala, so she's Chayevis Misa Mitzad Arayis. Seder in the end, he realized that he was the guy. Seder, but she's still over in Isser of Gila Arayis. So how is her life saved? She's his daughter-in-law. So Mikan is Araya, that there's no Araya of Ishus. And the Rashba is Doicha this Raya, and he says, Umiyu ain't Tama Raya, the Muteras Haisal Elihuda Dvar Torah, Mishum Yavama, the Kodama Torah, Yibum Mutter Bekrovim. No, really, there is Araya of Ishus of Venenoch. Even there is a rayas mitzad marriage if you're related to somebody through marriage, but that doesn't apply here, and because this is kodem matan Torah, yibum is mutter bekrovim. Not only the brother, but other krovim also, even the father-in-law is allowed to do yibum. So Yehuda says the Rashba and Yevamos, he wanted to do the ideal way with the brother. The brother's the ikker. But if not. And you can do it with other relatives as well, like we see by Boaz. He wasn't a brother. So it comes out according to this, that in the Mice of Yehud and Tamar, there was a Kiyum of Yibum. And if so, it's very Tamua. Firashi, how come Yehuda didn't call the sons that were born Al-Shem Hames? Call them Peretz and Zarach. Tosha Shver on the Ramban. He should have asked on Rashi Mineube from the parish itself, it's Muchach, that you don't have to call B'Shem Ames. he writes Behemshech Dvarav that even before Matan Torah they were knowing Lisa Eishes Hameis Ha'ach O Ha'av O Ha'karv Mishpacha, and he brings the Medrash Rava that Yehuda started with Yibum first. So you see that you don't have to call Al Shem Hameis. And not that the Ramban brings a raya from here that a Ben Noach is not forbidden for marrying his daughter-in-law, because there's no raya sufficient by a Ben Noach, and he wasn't docha like the Rashba that no, really Arayas Avishas Arasar, just Yibum is different. So the Ritva already says Nivam is Sadi Zayin Amid Beis Dibor Maschil Shara, he was already docha the Rashba, that we don't find that it's Surei Torah Mutter because of the mitzvah of Yibum. How are you Mati or Mitzvah Torah? How are you Mati? Their word Mati or Itzer Erva Misha Mitzvah Yibum. How are you Mati the Itzer of Erva? If it's an Erva, if it's a daughter-in-law, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So it must be like the Ramban says, that she was an Aser Alts Kalasa. And so writes the Kovetz Haaretz in Yevam HaSimen Tes. And he explains there that the Ramban holds that Iser Erva is only Mutter B'mako Mitzvah Yibum. But before Matan Torah, Yibum wasn't a mitzvah. Arayas weren't permitted for Yibum. And the Rashba holds no. That Yibum is Matir Iser Erva, even though it's not a mitzvah. Rav Mordechai Elefant Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva Vishivas Itri, Yerushalayim, he explains this sugi as follows. He has a parish on the Torah called Zav Mordechai. Parashas Vayeshev, he writes as follows, that in the mitzvah of Yibum, it says in Parshas Kisetze, Yivam yavu alel lakach alo leisha v'yibma. Yivam is nindalat amad aleph, we dash from this pasuk, Yivam yavu alel kidarka. V'lakach ashaloi kidarka. V'yibma bia goymerizba v'en kesev shtar goymerizba. So first of all, you can be yotzei the mitzvah kidarka, and also in the not normal way of having bia. And then it has to be bia v'en kesev shtar goymerizba, not kesev and shtar. V'yibma bal korcha. It's also whether she wants it or not, it's a mitzvah. Doesn't matter. Shog, onus, the onus, ratzen. It's the mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, wait a second. You already used that pasuk for kedarka. Yavama yavu ala kedarka. So how can you use the same pasuk for ben bishogeg, ben bimezid, ben bonus, ben baratzen? And for the Gemara, that you learn from Lahakim Lech of Shem. B'makom Shemekim Shem. Only when there can be a name. Lahakim Lech of Shem. So the Bia to the Yavim should be B'makom Shemekim Shem. So that you already learned, you don't have to get that from the pasuk of Yivama Yavu Aleha, that it has to be Kedarka. Because Kedarka is Lahakim Lachiv Shem. It's obviously Kedarka, that's the only way you're going to be making Lachiv Shem. If it's Kedarka, it's the only way you're going to continue the chain, have children. And therefore the pasuk of Ben Beshogi, Ben Bemezid, the pasuk of Yivama Yavu Aleha is Ben Beshogi, Ben Bemezid, Ben Be'enis, Ben Beratzon. So it seemed that these drushes are not just ribuim, not just chidushim for bias shogeg and bias shalokidarka. So we have a ribu here. Yavama yavu alea, even bishogeg. We have a ribui of even bias shalokidarka. But it's more than just a ribui. We learn here two dinim in the Maisa Yibum. One is that Yibum is like Kedushin, that the Yavam is Poel, the Kinyan, Mikoch his Maisa. And this din is learned from Belakach Alo Leisha, that the Yavam does the Likuchim. the lakocha lo leisha, that the yavam does the lakucham. He has to do it. This is the has to be mikoch maisa didei. It has to be mikoch his maisa. The only thing is that this maisa kedushin of the yavam can't be with shtar and kesef. It has to be with bia. Ma'arik says in Sharish Kuflamites Vaocha Ta Omer the Bias Yivam Lo Mahanya Mitam Kedushin Vindavri Pashatu the Mahanya Mitam Kedushin Vasula Yavim Vyasila Kuliamak and Makadish. So you see from the Mfurish and the Ma'arik that it's a Maisa Kedushin. That's one din. And then you have another din. There's another din in Yibum that it's not Mikoch the Maisa Yavam, it's Mikoch Hemshecha Ishus Shalameis. As is mashma from the Rambam, Hilchas Yibum, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Minatari, and Tzarech Lekadish Shivimto, Shizu Ishtu Ishehiknu Osalom and Hashemayim, Eliyavu Elav, Iksubas Al Nichsei, Baila Harishon. That Minatari, you don't have to be Mekadisher. Why? Because this is the wife they gave you in Hashemayim. He has Bia with her, and her Ksuba comes from the possessions of her first husband. Mefurish in the Dara Mayin Dalet Amar Al Shemeres Yavim is a woman Sheiknu Lo Min Hashemayim. Also in Yavam Slamites Amar Aleph. And this din is learned from the beginning of the pasuk, Yavam Yavo Aleh. That he has bia with her, without a Maisa Lekuchen, because Min Hashemayim he was given. So when it says Lokacha Lola Isha, that's mitzad the Maisa Kedushin. But then there's also an aspect here that it's not Mikoch the Maisa Yavim, it's just the Hemshech Yisus Shalameis, Hikin Olam and Hashemayim. And that's Yavama Yavo Aleah. What's the nafkamina between these two dinim? That one it's a Maisa Kedushin and one it's a Hiknu Lo Min Hashemayim. So the nafkamina is that the din Yibu Mitzad V'Lakacha Lo Le'isha, it's Mistaber that we require Das HaYavam, just like we require Kedushin to Das HaBaal. But for the din of Yibum that Isha Hiknu Lo Min Hashemayim, which is the Hemshech of Ishus Shalameis, and it's not a Maisel Kuchim of the Yavam, we don't require Das HaYavam. Memela Knui Hilo Min Hashemayim. Memela she's acquired to him in Hashemayim. That we don't need his Das. Another Nafkamina is that for the Din Yibum of the Ishek Nolom Min Hashemayim, we require Dafka Bia Kedarka. Because the Tachas Din Yavam Yavu Alez Kedel Hakim Lachiv Shem. And we require bia derech hakamas shame. What's the only way to be makim shame? The only way to be makim shame is if it's done kedarka. It's the only way to have children, do it in the normal manner. But for the din yibum mitzad al kachal ol isha, it's mistaber that it's enough even bia shalok kedarka. Like all kedushin, that a woman's miskadesh is even bia shalok kedarka, like the Rambam paskins in Isha's Perikim Halacha Hey. So according to this, the Gemara in Yevamos is very meduktok. From the pasuk of Yevama Yavo Aleha, what does the Gemara learn? Even Shogeg, etc. Why? Because in that parsha, we don't require Das HaYavam, even B'Shogeg, as long as there's a Bia. Why? Because the Yibum is Hemshech HaIsha Shalameis. But from the pasuk of Lekacha Lo Le'isha, we can't learn that, because Adarabba, since it's a Maisa Lekuchem of the Yavim, we require his Das. So we can only learn Shogeg from Yavama Yavo Alev. You can't learn from the Kachal Alisha. On the other hand, the Ribui, that he's Kona, even Bia Shalo Kedarka, is learned from where? It's learned from Ulekacha. Ulekacha Alisha. Even Bia Shalo Kedarka. Why? Because since it's a Maisa Lekuchem of the Yavim, like Kedushin, it's So it's enough with Bia Shelo Kedarka. From the Pasuk of Yevami Yavo Aleh, we require Bia Kedarka, because it has to be Lachim Lachiv Shem. So these are the two aspects of Yibum. One mitzad kedushin, and one mitzad hemshecha ishus shalach, mitzad the kedushin. It can be even shalok kedarka, because that's like kedushin. And from the pasuk of Yavama Yavu Aleh, can't be shalok kedarka, because it has to be derech hakamas shame. That a child comes from there. And from Yevama Yavu Aleh, we learn Bias Shogeg, because that's not mitzad the Kedushin, that's mitzad Hemshecha Ishus. So even B'Shogeg, you don't need Das. Mitzad Kedushin, you need Das. Therefore, you can't learn from Lekach Halal Isha. So now we understand very well, I know you were thinking about this, the Tosfos in Maseches Yevamah stuff in Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Masel Shansu, they write in the name of the Ri, that even according to the Man D'Armor, Mishamish Meis Barayis Chayav, if somebody's Mishamish with an Aver Meis and a Rayis, he's Chayav, even according to that Man D'Armor, Yibam, it doesn't help. Why? Because we require Bia Derech HaKom HaShem, Frek the Karen Ora. Why is Mishamish Meis different from Bia Shaloka Darka? Bia Shaloka Darka is Kona Bia Vama, even though it's not Derech HaKamas Shem. So why is Mishamish Meis any worse? So based on what we said, it works out beautifully. Because that we remember with Bia Shaloka Darka is only because of that din of Lokacha Lalisha, that it's a Maisa Lekuchim of the Yavam. But Tosis is talking over there when he's Bala Baal Korcha. She had Biku Nachor Malah, the Goyim forced him on her. So in such an instance, Bia Shaloi Kedarka is not going to be effective, because Bia Baloi Kavana when Tosis is talking about a case when it's Bia Shaloi Kedarka, when Tosis is talking about a case where Baal Baal Korcho. So what the Karen Ora wanted to say is, why should Baal Korcho isn't Derech HaKamas Shem? Because it says that if he's Mishamish Be'Ever Mace, it's no good because it's not Derech HaKamas Shem. But why is that any less than Bia Shaloi Kedarka? So the answer is, in that circumstance, what Tosis is talking about, Bia Shaloi Kedarka wouldn't help either. It wouldn't be effective either. Why? Because if a person is mishamish bia shelo kedarka, how is the kedushin chal? How is the maisa chal? How is the mitzvah done? Because there's das that it's like a maisa kedushin, because it's the hemshecha isha shel ha-meis. But if the goyim forced him on her, then there's no das. Then you don't have that aspect. You don't have that way of being koner. So here you lack both. On one hand, he's mishamish be'ever meis, so there's no hakamas shem. That's midin hemshecha isha shel ha-meis. You don't have that because it's ever meis, and you also don't have that if it's bia shelo kedarka. And in this instance, where it'd be ku nachrim, you also don't have the kinyan. Why is there no kinyan here? Because it doesn't have das. So you don't have the kinyan aspect of kedushin, that he has das for a maisa kinyan like kedushin, and you also don't have a kamas shem lemeis. Therefore, neither of them is going to work. As we said, there are two aspects to Yibum. Both mitzad kedushin and mitzad hakamas shem lameis hemshecha isha shel lameis. So if it's shaloka darka seder, but at least you have the das, you have the kedushin, then shaloka darka works. But if it's shaloka darka and there's also no das, biku nachrim, like in our case it's mishamish meis, in Tosa's case it's mishamish be'ever meis. He's mishamish be'ever meis, there's no hakamas shem lameis, and in addition, so that aspect of Yibam you don't have, of Hemshecha Isha Shalameis. And in addition, you also don't have the aspect of Kedushin, because it'd be Kunachrim, the Goyim forced him. So in the Mele, you don't have either, and there's going to be no Yibam. And for Renfer, the Kasha of the Karanora. So now we can go a step further and be Mechadish, that Be'emes, in the Parsha of Yibam, of Isha Hiknu Lo Meneshamayim, which is Hemshecha Isha Shalameis, we require a Kamas Shem, Kipshuto, that the son should be called El Shem Hameis, and not that it says in Yevam Schavdal Ramad Alp Yakum Hashem Echav Hu Lenachal of Lo L'Shem, that it's the Afka for inheritance Yakum Al Shem Achiv, and not L'Shem. That's only else the second din in Yibum Mitzad Lokach Lo LiIsha, that the Yibum makes a Chalois Ishus Chadosha Mikoyach His Maisa, and therefore, and when we say in Yevam San Lametes Ramad Alp that since he takes her Nasis Ki Ishto L'Chol Dover, and then the zikah of the mace goes away, no more connection to the mace, and he can be megarisha with a get, without chalitza, and he can also bring her back after the gerishin. So since there's no longer a zikah sameis, she's no longer considered eisha sameis, there's no toeles in calling the child al shemo. And therefore, why? Because it's no hemshech of the mace, because it's his wife. And because of this, we establish the pasuk of Yakum al Shem Achiv Lenachla. So Ein Achinami, the pasuk of Al Shem Hameis, the pasuk of V'Hakim Zera, that it should be called after the mace, that's mitzad hemshecha ishus shel hameis, and therefore it should be called after the mace. And the reason the Gemara says in the end he doesn't do that is because of this, the second aspect of kedushin, that it's marriage. And since it's marriage, so now we establish the pasuk of Yakum al shemachiv lenachala, because now she's totally his wife. There's no more chalitza, there's no more connection to the mace. So there's no reason to call Al Shem Hameis, but that's only because of the second aspect. But there is an aspect of Yibum that is Al Shem Hameis, Hemshecha Isha Shel Hameis. It's the aspect that's not marriage, it's not Kedushin. But once it's also the second aspect of Kedushin, there's no reason to call after Shem Hameis, so we establish the pasuk that's talking about an Achala. And that's the difference between din yibum la'achar matan Torah and din yibum kodem matan Torah. In the mitzvah yibum after matan Torah, it says yivam yavo alav lekach alo li'isha. But in our parasha, yibum kodem matan Torah, it says ba'al eshes achicha v'yabemosa. So there it says after matan Torah, yivam yavo alav, the yavim should come upon her and take her as a wife. But in our parasha, in yibum before matan Torah, it says ba'al eshes achicha v'yabemosa, and it doesn't say v'kach alo li'isha. After Matan Torah, it says Lakach Al Isha. Here it doesn't say Isha. Why? So it seems Yipashas Aksuvim that in Yibum before Matan Torah, there's no Din Yibum of a Lakach Al Isha. It's not a Chalos Ishus that the Yavim does. It's a Din Yibum of Yavam Yavu Aleh, which is a Hemshecha Isha Shelameh. So we said that before Matan Torah. We said that after Matan Torah, there are two aspects of Yibum. That's only after Matan Torah. There it's a lakach al alisha. Their whole discussion we just had is about the two aspects. There's mitzad yibum and mitzad hemshecha isha shel meis. But here in this parasha we're talking about before matan Torah. Gemara is darshining after matan Torah. Here we're talking about before matan Torah. Before matan Torah doesn't say anything about taking her as a wife. So here we have a new gather, the yibum of pre matan Torah, pre Sinaitic yibum, if you will, was just Hemshech Isha Shel Hameis. It's just continuing the Ishus of the dead person. But there's no union of Kedushin. It doesn't say anything about Kedushin. And therefore Rashi was right. Rashi says that with this Yibum, You don't have to call the son, this Yibum, you call the son Al Shem HaMeis. And for the Kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban asked on Rashi, what do you mean? Why didn't Boaz call his... Why wasn't Boaz's son called Machlon? Wouldn't that have been a great idea? Al Shem HaMeis. So you see, you don't have to call Al Shem HaMeis. That's why I have to correct the Ramban. No. But now we understand. We come to Rashi's defense. That's after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, you don't call after the name of the dead person. After Matan Torah, it's Kedushin. It's a new Metzius. So there's no calling after the name of a dead person. And therefore, it's Lahakim Shem Lenachala. It's for inheritance, but it's not Hemshecha Isha. It's also Kedushin. And therefore, Mitzad, that it's Kedushin, it's a Nituk. It's a Nituk of the from the Mace. But before Matan Torah, all it was before Matan Torah, it was just Hemshech Isha Shalameis. There was no Kedushin here. If that's the case, then you have to call the child Al Shem the dead person. And this day you don't call Al Shem the dead person. That's only after Matan Torah, when there's also this Kedushin aspect. And not only you're continuing them what the mace did, but you're also starting it anew. It started with him, but now you're breaking it off and doing your own. You're doing it because it's a hemshech of him, but now it's your own enterprise. The Yibum's a new enterprise. That's after Matan Torah, but before Matan Torah, there is no Isha. It's just Yibum. Memela, no Kasha from Boaz. Because there it's after Matan Torah. Of course you don't call Al Shem HaMeis, but before Matan Torah you do, like Rashi says. V'hein hein divrei ha-ra'im, who writes v'miyashiv the kasha of the Ramban and Rashi aval kavanas harav shebiyam kadmon kod Matan Torah minag korv m'lisat ha'ishas ha'meis ach o'av o'yes ha'kar mishpach m'ashkas ha'ramban v'ben arishan lo lo meis ha'meis ha'yukar v'noso b'shimo shal ha'meis Mafurish now in the Re'em, the Mizrahi, that before Matan Torah you take a call Al Shem HaMeis, but after Matan Torah, no, you don't call Al Shem HaMeis anymore. That's the it's just Lenachala. Al Shem Achiv is Lenachala. But now with all in the background, we understand why. Because before Matan Torah it's just Yibum, it's a Hemshech, you call after his name. But after Matan Torah there's also the union of Kedushin, Nitn Torah v'Nischat Shalacha. And this Kedushin makes it that and it's only done with the brother, and it makes a new beginning. In Memela there's no Mikra Al Shem HaMeis. The Malbim is all made on the Shinui Lashon and the Mitzvah Sibim Parshas Kiseitzei and Parshas Vayeshev. He says, before Matan Torah, the mitzvah was about Komas Shem, Alidei Oladas HaBen. Lachar Matan Torah, the mitzvah is only the Bia Rishona. And then if she gives birth from this Bia, Niskai Matachas HaMitzvah. So look there, the Arichos of the Malbim. Based on what we said, we understand beautifully the difference in Lashonas. Before Matan Torah, it doesn't say Lekoch Alo Leisha, it's just Hemshech Yitzha Shalameis. And after Matan Torah, it's also Ishus. So you could ask, based on what we're saying, that even after Matan Torah, the Yavin would have to call Es Bino B'Shem Achiv HaMeis, because we said that Bias Shogeg is Kone. How's Bias Shogeg Kone? That's Midin Hemshech Yisru Shel HaMeis, Yishik Nolam HaShemayim, not Midin Kedushin. Because Midin Ishus, you need Das, so if it's B'Shogeg, then it only has that aspect. It only has the aspect of Hemshecha Isha Shel Meis. But this isn't Shver. Because after Matan Torah, since there was a Chiddush Din Yibum of a Lekach Lo Leisha, It's not enough just to have the din yibum hemshech isha shalameis. It lacks a gemar kinyan of yibum. And therefore, if he has bia shogeg, and he doesn't have bia with her another time, there's no lekacha, there's no gemar yibum. And if there's no gemar yibum, there's no chiyuv of lahakim lachiv shem. And then once he has bia with her a second time, then ulakacha is fulfilled. And then he doesn't have to call her al-shem echav. So therefore there's really no echitimsi to call al-shem echav ames. If it's the first bia, then it hasn't been finished yet. There's been no yibum done here, because it's lacking the element of ulakacha lo-li-isha. And if it's the second bia, now it's, she's his full-fledged wife, so then there's no more din of calling al-shem ames, because now that it's been disconnected. And this is actually mefurish in the Rambam in Perek Ches Milchus Shum Salach Avav Yavim Kohen Shabal Yavim Tabonus B'Shkag Af B'Shekanakam Ashabiyarn B'Chusib Enim Achil B'Tshum Ad Shivu B'Lig Mu Miratzim. A Yavim Kohen has Bia with his Yavama Bonus B'Shog He's Kona Her, but there's no Achilas Tshum until there's B'Lig Mu Miratzim. In other words, there's a chisar in the Gemara Kenyan until he's bowl her baratzon. It has to be lakacha lo liisha. And based on what we said, we also understand the Rashba. The Rashba that we brought at the beginning of the shir, who says that Tamar was muteris lo, because it was before Matan Torah. Yibum was muter bekrovim. Pshat is that it's Hemshech Isha Shalameis. Now, if it's Hemshech Isha Shalameis, she wasn't the daughter-in-law of the mace, right? She was the wife of the mace, so what the father-in-law does is just Hemshech Isha Shalameis. So if that's all there is, then she's mutter to him. Because the Isra Arayas is only going to be like it applies to the mace. And here there is no Isra Arayas in the mace, if there's also no Isra Arayas in the Kroven. And we also understand now, we can answer the Kasha the Ramban, Pasuk Lamed Ches, why did Yehuda say, Hotziu v'tisarev? Shemeres Yavim Shezinsa, Eina B'misa? She's just waiting to do Yibam. So what did Yehuda think was her, why was she chayav the death penalty? What do we need Hotziu v'tisarev? She's just a Shomeres Yavim. She's waiting to Yibam. Her husband's died. She's waiting to Yibam with the next brother. So why should she be killed? So based on what we're saying, we understand very well. Because we're before Matan Torah. Yibam is Hemshech Isha Shalameis. So the Ishus of the Meis is Shlema, and it doesn't go away B'Misa. As Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, is there Ishus Achar Misa? So before Matan Torah, we can say, yeah, that's all there is, Hemshech Isha Shalameis. And since she's waiting for that, so she's Chayv Misa, because it still hasn't been Pokea, even with the death of the husband. Because marrying the brother is just going to be a continuation, so it hasn't ended yet. Now Rashi brings two perushim on the pasuk v'loyasef od ledaita. One perush is lohosif. He didn't know her again. And another perush is that lopasach, he didn't stop knowing her. They continued living together. So it appeared that this is telling the machlokas Ramban Rashba. According to the Ramban, that there's no Isser Erev of Kalos or Bichlal B'Bnei Noach. There's no Isser Ishus, Erva B'Ishus. So she wasn't, Tamar wasn't Aser to Yehuda B'Chlal. And therefore, Lo Hasif or Hosif is Lo Pasak. But according to the Rashba, that there's an Isser Erev of Kalos, which is Mutter Mishum, it's a Yibum. Like we saw on Rebbe Chan in the Kovetz Aris, that Yibum is Matir. Isser Erva, is that the heter is only the first bia, like it says in Yavam's Chofam and Beis, like Abba Yibum Chavi Lavim. And therefore we have to say that Lo Yosef means lo hosif. He did the mitzvah, but it's only be a rishona, and not further. And therefore, there's yivam by chayve lavim, be a rishona, and not further. And therefore, lo yasaf means lo hosif. But according to what we're saying, that yivam is hemshech ha'isha shel ha'meis. Oh, wait a second. Is Tamar usher to the mace? No. And this is before Matan Torah, right? So before Matan Torah, it's just hemshech ha'isha shel ha'meis. So we can continue being with her. Lo yasaf is lo pasak. And now we can also be miyashiv the kasher of Shimon Shkop. His chedushin to Yevamos Siman Aleph Os Gimel. He asked in the whole shak of Atari in the Gemara in Yevamos Gimel and Beis that if the din would be that esay doicha lusse sheish bokaris, there would be a din yibum b'chol arayis. If not for the pasuk of Aleh, there would be a din yibum b'chol arayis. If the din was esay doicha lusse sheish bokaris, so says Reb Shimon, why would we have such a havamina? It's muchach from the Rishonim that the mitzvah of yibum is tali also in the kinyan that she can be his wife. And if we're talking about Chayvei Krisus, you can't say that the essay is Doicha Loisesei, because there's going to be no Kenyan, because Kedushin isn't Tofes B'Chayvei Krisus. So how can there be B'chlal Ahavamina that essay is going to be Doicha Loisesei Sheish Bokaris, because there can't be a Kenyan here? If there's no Kenyan, then there's no essay. So what's the Havamina that the non-Kinyan of Yibum is going to be Doicha this lo sasei sheish bo karis? The fact that it's a karis means there's no Kinyan in Kedushin Tofsin B'chayvei Krisus. So how can the essay be Doicha if there is no real essay, there is no Kinyan? So look there where Reb Shimon answered, but based on what we said, we can say that B'chayvei Krisus would be Makayim the Din Yibum of Hemshecha Ishas Shalameis, and this isn't Talui in the Kinyan that she should be his wife. Like we said, this is just continuing what was before. But it doesn't have to be Konaher. And we said before that after Matan Torah, Nischadish Adin of Yibum, that it has to also be a wife, there also has to be a Kinyan. So you can't just suffice with one aspect of Hemshecha Ishas, there has to be a Kinyan. But you can say that if it's a Chi of Kares, that's not Shaykh. So in this specific instance, we'll just suffice with the element of Hemshecha Isha Shel Ameis. So that's the Havamina, that you would do it even if you would have Yibum even if it's Chayvei Krisus with Zesei Deilo Seishesh Bokaris. Because if it's a Chayvei Krisus and you can't have the aspect of Kinyan, of Ishus, so at least get the aspect of Hemshech Ha'isha Shel Ameis. That's the Havamina that would be Bia anyway, there'd be Yibum anyway. So we still have a Kasha from Yehuda. It's before Matan Torah, so why Taka didn't he call his children after the mace? And the Ramban should have asked from here on Rashi. Look at Yehuda. So that will leave with the Tzarechion. And we should be Zohar Taka, Lil Modu Lilamid Lishma Velasos. Well, the kaim is called Ibrahim Salmo Tarasa Biahava. Amen, Vihamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest, most beloved.